Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that are listening over the phone, Sabbath blessing, everyone. And for those that will also be listening over the radio and later on the recording, Sabbath blessing on this cold and wet Sabbath, October 27, 2018. This is part 2, review our chapter 57, One Thing Thou Lackest, part 3. Our hymn to our team is entitled, I'd Rather Have Jesus. You can also find it in the hymn book, I believe is number 327. If any one of the dear brethren would like to join in our hymn, you could bubble up. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be His than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. I'd rather be led by His nail-pierced hand than to be the King of a vast domain or be held in sin-dressed way. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than ends above. I'd rather be faithful to His dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to His holy name and to be the King of a vast domain. On behalf, I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. Amen. Amen. He's fairer than lilies of rarest bloom. He's sweeter than honey from out of the comb. He's all that my hungering spirit needs. I'd rather have Jesus and let Him lead than to be the King of a vast domain, or be held in sin-dressed way. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. Welcome to all the brethren that are just joining us. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open with prayer, bubble up.
I can see flowers.
Yeah, we're going to hear that some flowers. We're going to pray now. Right? But thank you, God, for waking us up this morning. Thank you, God, for keeping us safe through the night. We pray, Lord, that you be with us this blessed Sabbath day. We love you, O Lord. We be with each and every one of us. Guide us and protect us. Yes, the cat is coming. Guide us and protect us. In Jesus' blessed and holy name. Amen.
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 In Jesus' name, amen. And we heard you too, little Emma. Our opening verse for our review lesson is taken from Isaiah Chapter 1, verse 18 from the King James Version. And we will have it also as a memory verse in song. Come now, and let us reason together. That's what God says. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sin be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Come now, and let us reason together. That's what God says. Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. So what have we learned and ways we have grown this week, dear ones? But before we hear you.
Ephesians, page 523. Christ's dealing with the young man is presented as an object lesson. God has given us the rule of conduct which every one of his servants must follow. It is obedience to his law, not merely a legal obedience, but an obedience which enters into the life and is exemplified in the character. The rich young ruler, Mark 10:17-20, and then the Ten Commandments are listed at Exodus 20:1-10.
Isaiah 5:523. God has set his own standard of character for all who will become subjects of his kingdom. Only those who will become co-workers with Christ, only those who will say, Lord, all I have and all I am is thine, will be acknowledged as sons and daughters of God. Also consider what it means to desire heaven, and yet to turn away because of their conditions laid down.
Continue. Think of what it means to say no to Christ. The ruler said, no, I cannot give you all. Do we say the same? The Savior offers to share with us the work God has given us to do. He offers to use the means God to carry forward his work in the world. Only in his work can he save us.
Isaiah 5:23. The ruler's possessions were entrusted to him that he might prove himself a faithful steward. He was to dispense these goods for the blessing of those in need. So God now entrusts men with means, with talents and opportunities, that they may be his agents in helping the poor and the suffering. He who uses his entrusted gifts as God designs becomes a co-worker with the Savior. He wins souls to Christ because he is a representative of his character.
So those who, like the young ruler, are in high positions of trust and have great possessions, it may seem too great a sacrifice to give up all in order to follow Christ. But this is the rule of conduct for all who would become his disciples. Continue on the next slide. Nothing short of obedience can be accepted. Self-surrender is the substance of the teachings of Christ. Often it is represented and enjoined in language that seems authoritative, because there is no other way to save men than to cut away those things which, if entertained, will demoralize the whole being. Desire of Ages, page 523, paragraph 3. And on the slide it says, all to Jesus I surrender. And it gives a verse from the song, I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Amen.
When Christ's followers give back to the Lord his own, they are accumulating treasure which will be given to them when they shall hear the words, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Now on the side it says the same thing. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Matthew 25:23. Hebrews 12:2. The joy of seeing souls redeemed. souls eternally saved, is the reward of all that put their feet in the footprints of him who said, follow me. On the side, it says, looking into Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. Follow me.
Amen. So let us consider this verse as our theme for all our review section, taken from 1 Peter 3:15 from the King James Version. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Well, dear ones, we are going to open the room to any questions, little ones, mommy, daddies, or even our guests. What have we learned and ways we have grown in these three parts of our lesson? If anyone have any questions, bubble up.
Do you think there will be anything that you can do to change someone's mind? Even if you already told them one time, I remember the part where Christ told the ruler to sell that he has and give him to the poor. He'll have treasures in heaven, but the man walked away because he didn't want to give up. Wouldn't there be anything that could change his mind?
The only change would have been one he would have had to make himself. If he had realized what he was giving up for his few possessions, he would have changed his mind. But all he could see was, like we would say, the almighty dollar. And he was raised to believe that collecting those was the great aim of life. And sadly, he chose the dollars or the shekels in his currency instead of eternal life.
This is going to be a little bit longer because is that the question that you have. One of the things that I wanted to touch upon, that the ruler was drawn by the Lord for a little while, and he even was drawn to even witness what he was missing, even though he had all that money and all that wealth. When he saw the communion that the children had with the Lord and the peace that was being brought, he wanted to partake of that. But as the children had gave their simplicity by surrendering their heart to the Lord, this was the same thing required of him, even though he was an adult. But when he saw that in the simplicity of the communion of the Lord, everything in his heart was supposed to be given to the Lord, his riches was too much of a sacrifice to be able to let go. So the Lord calls us, even though that we are not sure if it's him, just as the Lord watered the ground to allow the seed to sprout, he has been drawn to the Lord, not in that moment, but he has been given so many different chances to meet the Lord that he can make that decision. So that's why I was saying that the answer is going to be pretty lengthy, but this is what I have observed in this lesson with the rich man. Brother Bob had placed in the room, his attraction to Christ was superseded by the attractions to his riches. And if there's any of the questions that were placed in the room prior than I have filled out, dear ones, can you repost it? Because it cleared all the chat room. There was a statement also placed by dear Brother Dick. It said, the rich young ruler knew the word of the Ten Commandments, but he didn't know the spirit of the law. And there's another question. It says, how can we help others to look away from self and look to God in their most trying hour? to show them with God we lack nothing. Amen. I will allow any of the brothers that would like to share.
There is a reference from Steps to Christ that says something like this. We need to have more distinct views of Jesus, a clearer comprehension of the value of eternal realities. The beauty of holiness is to fill the hearts of God's children, and that this might be accomplished, we need to seek for divine disclosures of heavenly things. And what better way to seek those disclosures than to read the Gospels, read the Bible, read the Desire of Ages, and see what Christ paid for our salvation, then we'll put more value on it. As far as showing them that God, that with God we lack nothing, look how he cares for the birds. Jesus referred to that himself. They toil not, neither do they spin. But I say unto you that their heavenly Father provides for their every need. And he does, and he will also provide for ours.
There's a statement in the room. I'm just going to read mine for those that are listening over the phone. And Sabbath blessing Sister Yee and the household. Fix their eyes upon Jesus' word of promise. It will help remove the things that blinds the mind because of the affliction. There's another statement that said, the story of the cross and the sacrifice made for them might just make them a believer. That is so true. The life of Christ also can allow them to see. For when Christ was here, he had to depend on everything and the hospitality that was given to the drawing of Christ's Father in the hearts of those around him. So the life of Christ is pretty a very good example, so they can be able to have trust in the hands of the Creator. Welcome also to our guests. If anyone have any songs or sharing their thoughts or even testimony, will bubble down that you may be able to share with the room. Well, dear ones, meanwhile that you are trying to gather your thoughts, we are also going to give a chance for dear Brother Dick to be able to ask the little children, if they have any comment in their story time section. So, bubble up.
All right. Are there any questions among the children? Children have to have questions. I know when I was a little fellow, I was always asking questions. And how does this work? How does that work? What is this? What is the other? My father used to say, well, you quit asking so many questions. Well, questions are the way we learn. So if you have some questions, pop them in the room here and we'll see if we can answer them for you. Meanwhile, Rosa, you ready for the story? Yes. Okay. While you're thinking, children, we will have our story. It's called Accept the Light God Sends. Oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me into thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles, or God's house. And God's house is where we worship him, whether it's a digital house in cyberspace or whether we go to a building and meet with our friends and worship and sing and pray. The Lord Jesus came to our world full of mercy, life, and light, ready to save those who should come unto him. But he can save no one against his will. God does not force the conscience. He does not torture the body or hurt people, that he may compel men to compliance with his law. God doesn't force you to obey. All this work is after the order of Satan. You know, if the Lord were to save the wicked, they would be most miserable in heaven. They would be looking for the dance halls. They'd be looking for the beer parlors. They'd be looking for all sorts of the cigarette dispensing machine. And those things won't be there. And so they would be very miserable. That's why God is not going to take them to heaven. The Lord has made it apparent or known that he proffers or gives to the sinner the privilege of cooperating with God. He gives light and furnishes evidence of the truth. In other words, he shows them that the truth is right. He makes plain what are his requirements, what you and I must do. And it is left with the sinner as to whether he will accept the truth and receive grace and power by which he may comply with every condition or obey and find rest in giving willing service to Jesus Christ, who has paid the price of his redemption. To redeem something means to buy it back. If the sinner hesitates or shows indecision and fails to appreciate or value the light that has reached his intellect or come to his understanding and stirs the emotions of the soul and refuses to render obedience to God, the light grows dim. It has less force and less force, and finally it vanishes from his view. When the Holy Spirit speaks to us and we refuse to listen, he doesn't speak so loudly the next time, so listen very carefully. Those who fail to appreciate the first rays of light will not heed. Those who fail to appreciate the first rays of light will not heed or obey more decided evidence of truth. If the tender appeals of God fail to meet with a response or obedience in the heart of the sinner, the first impressions made upon the mind lose their significance, and we finally are left in darkness. If we don't accept God's call to stop sinning the first time it comes, we will finally be left without a call. The invitation of love is full of love. God's call to stop sinning is a call of love. He's not saying, fall in and do what I say, like the sergeant says in the army. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. The light is as bright when we finally refuse it as it was the first time. First it dawned upon our soul, but through rejection of light, his soul becomes full of darkness and does not realize what is the peril or danger of disregarding the light. You really feel guilty the first time you sin, but if you continue to sin, it won't seem quite so bad the next time. That's called disregarding the light. Christ says to each soul, yet a little while is the light with you. And of course, that light is Jesus Christ. Today, make your calling and election sure. That means when God calls, obey the first time. Peter gives us a copy of the best life insurance policy or guarantee or promise in his words when he says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness or godlikeness. Sons and Daughters of God, page 182. O send the light. O send out thy light and thy truth, and let them lead me. Let them bring me into thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles, or to God's house, or where we meet him. Okay, let's see. Did I see any questions pop in here while I was gone? I have to cover up the chat when I have the story up, so let's see. Did you learn anything? Too bad these chat statements aren't time stamped, so I'd know how far back things were. Somebody now has sound. That's good. Well, if you don't have any questions, I don't have any answers. God bless you until next week, and thank you for listening.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we hope that we had the opportunity to answer any of the questions. If we are missing one, dear ones, please, you can always repeat it, even during the youth service, that we may better minister to your spirits and try our best to do what we can. So we have come to the ending of our review, dear ones. So next week, we'll begin a new chapter of our lesson entitled Lazarus Comfort in our study book, The Sigh of Ages. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddy, or even our guests, would like to be close with prayer, bubble up.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads and our hearts, our Father, we thank you for letting us be able to have this blessed day. We thank you for letting us be able to wake us up this morning. We thank you for letting us be able to have another blessed day. Forgive us all for our sins, our iniquities, and our past experience. We pray that you may be with us wherever we go, wherever we do. Let us be of any character trait that is of being out of the world. But we pray that we may be able to keep on doing whatever we can and helping these people learn who you are, and spread the gospel however we can. And to the people, no doubt made them preparing for the pagan hall, well, they are supposed to be coming in 4 more days. You pray that we may be able to have some of these people change and learn that these holidays or holy days or is are all false and they are works of the devil, and that they should refuse to follow them. We pray also that you may be able to let us keep in mind everything that you taught us and everything that you've given us. Let us be shown mercy and compassion and love. We pray also that you may be able to keep on and giving in these people second chances if they've done anything wrong on us. We pray that let us have a heart of forgiving them, and as you would have of forgiving us if we tell anything wrong. We pray also that you may be able to let us be strong and be brave and be courageous, be unselfish, be noble, be obedient, be faithful, and be all those things. We pray that we may be able to keep on learning more things of thee and keep every lesson that we cherish in our hearts and in our minds, that we may be able to experience them when we're out there. It may not be easy, but we pray that you may be able to help us all through it. We love you, Lord God, looking forward to being on your promises. This is my prayer in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name, amen. Well, dear ones, next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will do lesson 266, chapter 58, entitled Lazarus Comfort, and that will be November 3rd, 2018. So have a blessed and peaceful Sabbath, everyone, and God bless you.